أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. آية نمبر 61 of سورة يونس. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the awliya of Allah and the privileges and the rewards that they will enjoy in this worldly life and in the akhirah. Awliya is the plural of a wali. A wali refers to one who is held near, one who is held close to somebody. A friend, a very dear friend, dear and near. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the awliya of Allah that listen, inna awliya Allah, certainly the friends of Allah, la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. They shall not experience any fear in this world. Khawf. Wa la hum yahzanun. They will not grieve. So this is related to both this world and the akhirah. Khawf refers to the fear that a person experiences at the time of death. That is one of the most fearful moments of what remains of a person's life, when a person knows with certainty that he is dying and he starts experiences the agony and the pangs of death. He is moving on to a world of uncertainty. He does not know what awaits him in the qabr. And naturally, he will be gripped with the highest level of fear. There's no fear in the world that can match or that can equal the fear that a person experiences days or moments before his maut. And that is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us in a hadith that when we live in this world, there are two overwhelming feelings that should occupy the heart. One is hope in the mercy of Allah, and one is khawf, fearing the punishment of Allah. But when a person is leaving this world, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, fill your heart with hope at that moment. And when you visit somebody and you know the person is leaving from this world, it is obvious that the person is going to die. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, say things to that person that will increase within him hope in the mercy of Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, none of you should die unless that he is hopeful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. Die in that situation, that you leave this world hoping Allah's mercy. But naturally, there's a sense of fear that will overcome a person at the time of maut, at the time of death. But the awliya of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who enjoyed a close relationship with Allah, Allah will save them from that khawf. They will not experience that khawf. They will look forward at the time of maut. They are no, when you have a close and dear friend, and as you come closer, it's been a long separation between you and your close friend, and this close associate or relative of yours with whom you enjoy a very strong, pure relationship, as you approach nearer and closer to meeting that person, the excitement increases, the joy increases. This is the state of the wali of Allah. As he's leaving this world, there's a sense of excitement, there's a sense of joy, there's a sense of happiness. That's why Allah says, they do not experience khawf, this fear that others would experience. وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Another feeling that a person experiences at the time of death and moments before death is that of intense grief. Why? He is now separating himself. He will be separated from dunya. He will be separated from his spouse. He will be separated from his parents and his children. Naturally, there is an attachment to all the things that he had enjoyed in this world. Whenever a person is separated, even though if it's a temporary separation, your child is traveling to one part of this world to pursue a career, or is traveling to one part of the world to find a job or for employment. There is, when you are bidding him farewell at the airport, there's grief. On both sides, there is a sense of grief, even though you know that's a temporary separation. Imagine when you are fully aware that the separation is going to be a permanent one. What will the level of grief be at that point? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. They will not experience that grief at the time of maut. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Who are the awliya of Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given two characteristics of the true friends of Allah. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they are number one, those who brought iman. They brought iman in Allah. وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. And throughout their life, they lived a life of righteousness, taqwa and piety, a life of Allah consciousness. لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. So that is the first great privilege that they will enjoy. They will neither experience fear, nor will they experience any grief at the time of death and even beyond in akhirah. Secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. In this worldly life, they will experience good news. They will experience good things. They will experience glad tidings. At the time of death, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of it elsewhere in the Quran, where the angels will come to them at the time of death, and the angels will give them good news of Jannah. Good news of Jannah will be given to them as they are leaving this world. And that is one of the reasons why they will not experience any fear and they will not experience any grief. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to that moment as lahumul bushra. Bushra means good news, glad tidings, good things happen to them in this world. Bushra also means they will enjoy good dreams. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in a hadith that a believer will experience in this world bishara. Bishara is good news, glad tidings in the form of dreams. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow them to experience these types of dreams in this world that will carry good news and glad tidings for them. And in the akhirah also, the moment Qiyamah starts and the moment they are resurrected from the graves, while many people will be overcome with fear, grief and horror, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, at that point also they will be given the good news of entering to paradise. La tabdila li kalimati Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is a guarantee from my side. There are no changes and alteration made to the words of Allah. These are the words of Allah. These are the decisions taken by Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not alter them and change them. Dalika huwa al-fawzul azim. Allah says, that is the greatest achievement. That is the greatest achievement, to live in this world without the khawf, without the huzn, the fear. In the akhirah also, to enjoy a sense of confidence and peace and tranquility, and also to live in this world experiencing goodness in one's life and the glad tidings and good news from Allah, and ultimately entry into Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that is the greatest achievement. May Allah ta'ala grant us the understanding.